Welcome to All In, Episode 6. This is Thursday, January 24th, Red Rocks Community College. I am one of your co-hosts of the show. This is Dina. Say hi, everybody.
Hi.
We are welcoming back for Spring 2019, and this is All In, again, Episode 6, and we just wanted to share, how was your break? Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll start. I started off my break really well, mostly just working myself all the way, just working like 50 hours a week for the next, or during all of my break. But I finished my setup finally in my desk in my room. So I've got myself a new monitor. I've mounted a new monitor above, and then I got a scissor stand for a mic for my microphone. So I feel like I'm totally ready to start podcasting in my room.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice. That's awesome.
And you guys can do that from the Anchor app. You guys, yeah. You have that app downloaded?
I'll figure it out.
Okay. Yeah, it's easy.
Yeah.
Rebecca knows how.
Yeah.
I have the Anchor launch codes. We're good to go.
Because we have such a good audience, we need more material, people. Come on. Break it up.
We got it.
I love it.
How was your break, Anne?
You know what? There were ups and downs. An up was that I started learning violin, and I wanted to since elementary school. Thank you. And it's going pretty well. I'm on my third lesson. I know 4 scales and 5 songs.
One That's of which, so many!
One of which is Fiddler on the Roof, which was like my goal. I was like, maybe on like maybe month 3, I'll get Fiddler on the Roof. Second, like, lesson, I was playing You Only Live Twice from the James Bond movie, which was composed. I don't know what's happening.
It was composed by the computer bot.
Whatever. It was sung by Nancy Sinatra. So I was playing that on a violin, and my dad's like, rearrange this. And I was like, okay. And then I did, and I was like, oh my god, it's Fiddler on the Roof. And then I worked out the rest of it.
It was like a little secret song. That's
yeah,
funny.
It was like a code.
It's very James Bond. It is! Yeah.
Who knew? Tevye, 007.
How deep does the rabbit hole go?
You know what?
I love it.
We'll never know. How was yours, Rebecca?
It also had its ups and downs.
Relatable.
Hashtag.
Yeah, right? I am, as always, trying to focus very much on the ups. So I treated myself to a Switch for Christmas, and I beat the final boss in Breath of the Wild yesterday, but I'm going around doing all the side quests because I didn't realize that the game would end, but it's a great game, obviously.
Oh, no, man. I know. I've beaten it twice on Master Mode. I love it that much.
Yikes, I didn't know there was a Master Mode. I'm not prepared.
No.
But anyway, so I've been playing that. I've been, like, doing yoga, like, hanging out with my cats.
Good.
It's been pretty chill. I actually have been drawing again, like, I haven't drawn in years. I mean, I've sketched different stuff, but I've actually been sitting down and doing drawing lessons, and it's a good feeling to be like, I drew the heck out of that.
I'm proud of you.
Yay.
What about you, Nathan?
I don't know
why I said your name so bad. What's up, Nathan?
I mean, I worked on a lot of music projects over the break. I actually ended up releasing one on SoundCloud.
I'm gonna plug my own SoundCloud and say I also finished my own piece over winter break as well.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
Love it.
The name of your SoundCloud, legit plug it.
It's my name.
What's your name?
SoundCloud is Matt Frosty.
That's a really fly rapper name that's like derived from
like
Matt
Frosty. What's yours called?
Mine's called Feku Music.
Can you spell that for our listeners?
It's spelled F-A-E-K-U, and then music afterwards.
Okay.
Solid. Good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
This is all great topic information because we are planning a house concert for the college.
We sure are.
That's
because
true.
Half this club are musicians. I'm not one of them, unfortunately.
You're creative and lovely, though.
I may be creative, but I'm definitely not a musician. So, yay. Love that.
I feel like we can foster that growth in you. You don't have to perform with us, but
I did play a harpo with a break, so
you got it in you. You got the spirit.
You can be our ghostwriter. Write us some lyrics.
Oh, I love it. I have written 2 songs, so with a friend of mine that just passed.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, she was wicked talented, but enough about that. Lori, how was your break?
It was a little of column A, a little of column B, lots of holidays, glad to be back, bought a house.
Yay!
It's my victory.
That's exciting.
So,
very exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy semester with moving, which means purging a lot of things and finding somewhere really cool to donate. So I need to look into the domestic shelters here in Denver and see who's taking donations. So
I love that. Awesome. I've been, you know, the KonMari, like Marie Kondo's little thing? Yes. I just did all my clothes. Like, I'm always obsessed with getting things, like, more perfect, more tidy, more sanitized. Mm-hmm. So, it's very my... You said, like, decluttering, and I was just like, yes! The best thing ever!
I love it.
Except for the books.
Books are hard.
I have a hard time parting with books.
Yeah. I got rid of three.
Three?
Yay!
Which ones?
I know when I move out, I'm leaving them
all. And do they need a good home?
Sure. I'll bring them in and if anybody wants them. And Dina?
How was your break? You played a harp?
My break was awesome. I was able to take a spiritual class, and in that spiritual class, the music director, these are all my Hindu friends from Australia, she's like, do you want a mini harp lesson? And I went, oh my God, yes. And that was like the coolest thing I've probably ever done in my life, other than being an Amazon bestseller. So I got published in When I Rise, I Thrive, so you can check it out on Amazon, and it's also in Barnes & Noble, so... With that being said, we're doing an author Q&A panel talk here at Red Rocks Community College on Thursday, April 4th from 1 to 4, if anybody is interested. We'll be doing a panel Q&A and book signing, so come and see us. Check us out. It's about 8 out of the 58. There'll be 8 or 10 of us that live here locally in the Denver area that are going to be here for that panel talk, so we're really excited.
Awesome. It sounds awesome.
Yeah. So, yay. Anything else you want to share or wins you guys want to share before we wrap up?
Just good luck for the semester.
Yes.
Honestly.
Good luck. Good vibes.
Yes. Oof. I know I'm taking on a lot this semester, so I know if you guys are too, hopefully you know how to de-stress. So I want to plug a little bit in the rec center that we have here on campus. They did put in a new, like, little sleep pod area where you can go and take power naps. You can lay down. There's, like, 3 or 4 chairs in there. They're, like, recliner chair type things.
Like chaise lounges.
Yes. Oh. And mats.
I think I've seen that.
Like, mats on the floor where you can actually lay down, relax, have nice... It's really peaceful and quiet in there.
They're getting beanbags soon.
Student government is a big part of that.
I need to...
Yes.
I'll show you where it is. I'm going to walk you down
I'm
going
to take me a power nap right now.
So for 2019 semester, if you guys need a little siesta or you need a little break, go down there. I know I'll be using it because I voted for it. I was one of the ones that helped vote for that when they took the student survey. I'm not on student government.
Yeah.
But when they asked for us to vote, I voted yes for that. I think it's important.
Awesome.
I didn't get enough sleep last semester. And I'm taking
on
more this semester, so I definitely need it. You guys check it out. It's down in the rec center, like right before you get to the desk down
by the fireplaces and stuff.
Yep, which is my favorite spot on campus.
That's so cozy.
Yes.
Synergy.
It is.
Yeah.
So check it out. Okay, well, you guys tuned in for All In, episode 6. Catch us next Thursday. We'll do another podcast, and you're always welcome to join us. You don't have to be a member of this club to record a podcast. So we're always looking for material, interviews, shining a light on you. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Happy spring 2019.